Who was this man? What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Post-tropical cyclone Ian has fully dissipated, but steering currents are all very weak, meaning the system is going to linger over the middle Atlantic through midweek. Lots of rain in store for the Delmarva Peninsula and Chesapeake Bay Area, up to 7 inches in spots. Washington and Philadelphia also gets into the act, up to 3 to 5 inches in spots there by midweek. Bold Canadian high pressure is anchored north of New England, meaning the northeast will really feel like fall with low temperatures in the 50s and even upper 40s and daytime highs in the 60s under partly cloudy and breezy skies. The Midwest is decidedly calmer with again coolish autumn weather. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 right here after every hour on Sterling on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Dave. Last weekend, Dr. Dave Iser gave the only live weather reports on a Sunday night. You knew what was coming with the hurricane. The people in Florida did not know what was coming with the hurricane. Unbelievable. Recovery from the hurricane seems like it may take a long time. Residents have had to wait 6 long hours for gasoline. 6 hours for gasoline.
Yeah, people have been waiting at this gas station as early as 5 a.m., some even earlier. There was a sign on the door that said the store would be opening at 7 a.m. It is now almost 8 a.m., and you can still see the store has not opened. No one has been able to pump gas. Some are just waiting here, hoping that the gas truck is going to arrive. So there were some Circle K employees here a little earlier today. The manager was here. She didn't even have the keys to get inside the store. And so it was kind of a mess. She was waiting for someone to bring her the keys. Plus, she tells us that the gas truck was on its way over here, but due to the traffic surrounding the gas station, the truck isn't even able to make it on the premises. And but since people have been waiting here since 5 a.m., they don't want to leave the premises. They're asking cars to basically leave so the gas truck can make it on and be able to provide gas, but no one's willing to leave. Some of them say, you know, I've been here since 5 a.m., and they just don't want to leave. They need gas for their generators. They need gas for their cars. And it's just frustration. Tensions are growing high, and it's not just gas. People are looking for water, food, hot meals. Nothing is open yet. It's just very minimal is open. I actually was at this gas station yesterday, and the line was actually much worse than this, believe it or not. The line is stretching down all the way down Colonial Boulevard, past Walmart, and past several intersections down. But we'll be here and see at what time this gas truck is arriving. The employer said that it's on its way. It's just having issues getting here.
The epicenter of the storm.
Alexander Angel, Fox 4.
The epicenter of the storm in Central Florida was in Sebring, Florida, which is where our affiliate is. And we'll get a full report on what happened to our affiliate, the conditions at the radio station, the conditions around it. Here's some other reports. In Bonita Springs, in some areas of Florida, residents have had to wait online for 6 hours to get gas. In San Carlos Island, Florida, a man is pictured resting at a gas station in the aftermath of the hurricane. Lines for gasoline stretched into the street on Saturday, 4 days after the storm made landfall. As the full scope of the devastation becomes clearer day to day, officials say some of the heaviest damage was inflicted by raging wind-driven ocean surf that rushed into the seaside communities and washed buildings away. Now, there are satellite images from National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that shows beach cottages and an entire motel that line the shores of Florida's Sanibel Island have been demolished, and storm surges have ruined the island. Although most homes appeared to be standing, roof damage was all evident. It'll be very interesting to see what the insurance companies do about this. It all just happened. Everything was just completely gone. Our electrical system is pretty much destroyed. Our sewer system has been damaged badly, and our public water supply is under assessment. In San Carlos Island, Florida, a woman held her son in her arms outside their devastated home on Saturday. In Fort Myers Beach, residents tried to clean debris left by Category 4 storm on Friday as they surveyed the damage. In Pine Island, Florida, Amanda Webster, a resident of Pine Island who evacuated, returned to her home on Saturday to retrieve her belongings. Then, also, a physician, Karen Kalkin, tends to Mona Gilbrand, who's 94, as she waited to be evacuated on Saturday. If you live on Sanibel Island or Captiva Island, there's exactly one road to get from the mainland Florida to your home. One road. It's a two-lane road, a causeway. Before you get to the causeway, all of the asphalt has been torn up, destroyed. You're not going to drive anything on it. You can even take a horse over it. Then once you get to the causeway, it is cut in half. There's a giant 10-foot gap between one side of the causeway and the other side of the causeway. You're not going anywhere. Now, if you don't know, the homes on North Captiva Island and Captiva Island are gazillion-dollar homes. It costs a fortune to live there. And the only way most people in North Captiva get to their home is by boat. Well, they're going to have to get really used to that boat, because once they get to their home, good luck finding anything that survived. It is unbelievable. This is worse than Hurricane Sandy. It has caused more rainfall damage than Hurricane Sandy, the last hurricane in our memory. We're going to have a resident of Central Florida share his opinion of what he has seen, what he has felt. Because up till now, all I see are Weather Channel weathermen walking in the rain, walking in the wind, not having the common sense to come out of the rain and wind and go indoors. When is one of these jerks going to report from inside a safe Category 5 building? They all insist on going outside, hanging on to a stop sign, and doing everything they suggest we don't do. I mean, how dumb is that? The other thing, on TV, I don't want to see some guy standing in the rain. I want to see the damage and the rain and the wind and the roof blow off the hotel. And why is it always a Gulf station? I want to see the Gulf station totaled. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see some Weather Channel person standing there looking like a jerk. Please show me actual hurricane footage. More for you coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. What is the name of this show? This is Sterling on Sunday. Please listen carefully. These are the magic numbers, 800-844-0876. You will reach somebody who's an expert, a brilliant person, about My Giza sheets. The My Giza sheets are amazing because they're made out of percale cotton. Percale cotton is extra woven. It's a denser cotton than you usually get. These are beautiful, wonderful sheets, perfect for fall. You can wrap yourself in them and instantly feel warm and cozy. You got a kid going back to college? Send them to your kid. They will feel so special, so close to you, because you care enough to send the best sheets. The sheets at college and school are terrible. Send your kid the right sheets. What are the right sheets? My Pillow Percale sheets. Now, usually these sheets are $89.99. For you, Sterling on Sunday listener, they're $39.99. The price drops $50. What do you got to do? Say, Walter! When you say my name, Walter, the price drops $50 instantly. You don't have to wait for a mail-in rebate. What a stupid thing is that, mail-in rebate? But I don't need to give you stamps and my time. Nonsense. You get the price drop instantly when you say Walter at 800-844-0876. Now, what about the colors? Are they all in white? No. They're beautiful, different, unique colors, such as red, blue, forest green, light green, beautiful colors, and black. You send your kid black sheets to college, suddenly your kid will finally be cool. You see your cell phone? Use it. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876 for Percale sheets from MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Enough. It is time for you to work for yourself. All that work you put in all day, that's for somebody else. It's time for you to enjoy your work personally. The name of the company is Social Indoor, and they're going to give you the opportunity to start your own business. What is Social Indoor? It's amazing. It is the coolest thing. They go to the best bathrooms in the best restaurants in your city. I know that sounds silly, but hear me out. And they install beautiful computer-type screens, big digital screens in the restroom. And on those digital screens are messages that you have sold. Only you get to sell them because this is a franchise and it's exclusive to a certain area. Get all the information about Social Indoor. Go to socialindoor.com. Get all of the information. Get the prospectus. That's the only way you can find out about socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Papillo.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
It's 17 past the hour, 17 past the hour with Walter Sterling. Good evening. I hope you're enjoying your ride on Route 81, up and down I-5, the Jersey Turnpike. Isn't that the best? Unbelievable what happened in South Florida this weekend. Unbelievable what's happened on the East Coast thanks to Hurricane Ian. What's amazing to me, every now and then I run into an incompetent program director who says, why do you run national weather on your show? Why do you have a meteorologist on the show? That's why. Because weather in any part of the country impacts every other part of the country. How many thousands of people were planning to go on vacation or do business in South Florida this week, and they can't. And now they need to study the weather to find out when that's going to change. We are a national culture, a national economy. We depend on each other in every single city. And that's why it's an honor for me to bring you Dr. Dave Iser with Meteorology Weather. He's amazing. He's been doing it for 800 years. He's been giving weather for like 800 years at big TV stations in Chicago, pronounced Chicago, and in Phoenix, and he's a really good guy. It's an honor for me to have Dr. Dave present the weather to you. All right, what have we got? If you live in South Florida or on the East Coast and have been affected by the storm, I want to hear from you. Here's my phone number because we're live. We're live, not one of those embarrassing stations that talks about your retirement equity. What the hell is that? That's not radio. That's an embarrassment. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And I am so happy in a horrible way that my sister and her maybe husband, they built like a, I don't know, what is it? It's got to be a 20,000 square foot or more house, estate, mansion on the water in Naples, Florida. And yesterday I started getting videos from them showing the water coming up the front steps, going into their pool, going into their backyard, going into their house. That's what you get for building on the water. And by the way, in Florida, by law, if you're in a floodplain, you must have flood insurance by law. No insurance company will sell you flood insurance in Florida. They're not going to do it. Where do you have to buy the flood insurance? Where do you have to have it by law? Where do you get it? From the state. The state of Florida sells you the flood insurance. Unbelievable. Is Jay here yet, Sean? All right, let's talk to Jay. Here's Jay Clark. I didn't have the screen up because it was just way too complicated for me to see if Jay Clark was here, but he is here. He's always here. He's Mr. Dependable, and Jay Clark is a brilliant radio programmer who works with our affiliate in Sebring, Florida, which is operated by and partly owned by Michael Ewing, and they were great because they were one of the first affiliates to put Sterling on Sunday on the air. And Jay, you would not believe, I'll bet you the station that sends us the second most callers is your station in Sebring, Florida. It's astonishing. Sure. It's astonishing how popular the show is in Sebring. Like, Later, I'll tell you all the kooks that we get from there. But you live in Claremont, which is in Central Florida. You're aware of the situation in Sebring. Why don't you give us an update? Because I am so sick of seeing Weather Channel idiots running around in the rain and meteorologists on location. But I don't hear from any citizens. I don't hear from somebody like you sharing with us what it's like to be there in a hurricane and how it made you feel.
Okay, well, first of all, Walt, Sebring is, you know, south central Florida, but it's on 27, not on the coast, and yet we still have 11,189 households without power. That's today. That's 17% of Highlands County, which is the county that we try to serve. So even though the storm obviously devastated areas like Naples, it certainly wasn't very kind to anybody else in the state. And, you know, here, I was very lucky where I live, because where I live, we had a lot of wind. We had gusts up to 50 or 60 miles an hour. My dog was afraid, but I had power the whole time. Down in Sebring, most people weren't that lucky. We lost power a couple of times at our transmitter sites. The storm came through. It hit hard. In fact, Lake Placid, which is one of the cities that we serve, which is on the southern area of Highlands County, they had gusts up over 90 miles an hour. Imagine that, 90 miles an hour. Our midday personality lives down there, and her garage door was pushed in by just the wind, not something hitting it, just the wind. That's how big this storm was, even inside of the state. And up where I live, I mean, there's a lot of flooding. In Central Florida, which is, by the way, near Orlando, obviously, where I am, I'm in Claremont. There's Kissimmee, Sanford, along with Titusville, which is near USC, USF, I'm sorry, UCF, they're still underwater. And not only that, but now the rivers like Little Rekiva River and near Altamont, and more importantly, the St. John's River, which I used to sail on, is already over its banks. And by the way, it's not expected to crest until Friday of next week. So this storm, and it's probably one of the bigger storms that, it is one of the bigger storms that ever hit Florida. It was frightening. It was frightening for me. And frankly, I'm very grateful that we had absolutely positively no damage. But a lot of people have, a lot of people are going to be suffering. And, you know, you can say what you want, but I can tell you that both the state and the U.S. government with FEMA are doing a great job right now. They've been on the job since before the storm began. My friend down the street works for Duke. He's been out there 3 days before the storm in one of the areas that they had all their trucks. So were we ready for the storm? Yeah. Did we expect the storm to be as bad as it ended up being on the coasts? Yes. Did we think that it would affect inland as much as it did? Absolutely, positively not. So, I mean, I don't know how much more I can tell you, Walter, except that I wasn't as afraid this time as I was the last storm I went through. But as it turned out, this has been much worse.
Well, so you're telling us, Jay Clark, who's in Central Florida, that FEMA is doing its job, the state is doing its job, and that helps the situation. And that's wonderful that they're doing their job. Now, the other question that must be asked is, do you see the Red Cross, and have they knocked on your door and offered coffee and donuts?
Well, on my door, they haven't, but down in the area where the stations are, they absolutely positively have. Red Cross and Salvation Army both have been there working their butts off.
What I've noticed about these storms is the first tractor-trailers to show up are always from the Salvation Army. That's what the first camera shots show. And then they are never shown again. They start showing the FEMA trucks and the governor's trucks, but Salvation Army doesn't get the follow-up credit that they deserve. It's an astonishing organization that helps in every one of these situations, mostly by being there first.
I think you're right. And, you know, both the Salvation Army and the Red Cross have done, in this particular case, as far as I'm concerned, a wonderful job. And, you know, stop and think about how big an area, the size of the area that has been hit here in Florida. And, you know, your intro about people coming down. Universal, one of the rides has a hole in it the size of my house. I mean, I don't know when they're going to be opening up. Disney, I haven't heard too much about, so apparently they aren't as bad off as Universal at this point in time. But, you know, how do you get here? Do you really want to be here right now is the next question.
Well, I appreciate it, Jay Clark. Now, it's very important that you understand who Jay Clark is. Jay Clark is a famous radio programmer. Here's a short list. Jay was the man who switched WABC radio in New York from music to talk about 112 years ago. And he did that effortlessly and elegantly. And then he put on Real Radio in Orlando. You know that station you actually listen to in Orlando, but you don't admit it to? He found the monsters. He put them on in midday. They were doing a paid-for party show on the weekends. And then he worked at Sirius, and he was the first programmer of Sirius Satellite Radio and assembled that team, assembled their strategy, and deserves, you ready, all of the credit for the success of Sirius Satellite Radio. And now he's working with the station, Michael Ewing Station in Sebring, and I'm very glad that you agreed to be on today because I knew you would do what you just did, which would give us an eye-level view from a citizen report. So thank you, Jay Clark.
Well, thank you, Walter, for having me. And we should talk later about old times.
Well, no. Maybe you can talk about old times, but I have a 10-year-old, so I'm very limited in my perspective. But thank you, sir. All right, 888-688-9258. If you're in Central Florida, South Florida, and your life has been impacted by this storm, I want to hear from you. But more importantly, the listener wants to hear from you because we've had enough news people, enough weather people, enough of all that. Now, coming up, we're going to hear from Dan Gaffney, Velo Hole with his report on strippers on the loose, and all sorts of fun things, including an old-fashioned talk radio show, History in a Bottle. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. The American West continues warm and dry, with temperatures running 5 to 7 degrees above average for early October. Las Vegas, sunny skies with highs in the lower 90s all week long. Sacramento, tons of sun with temperatures in the upper 80s, turning slightly warmer towards next weekend. The Pacific Northwest continues warmer than normal as well. The one fly in the ointment is the Intermountain region, with very moist air producing prodigious rains in the Four Corners region of southern Utah and southwestern Colorado. And then in the high country, that four-letter S word, no, not that one. I'm thinking several inches of snow, and that's in northwest Wyoming and east central Montana. This is Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour right here on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. It's your number to call in and report on the damage in your community thanks to Hurricane Ian. 888-688-9258. I'm live on Sunday. That's why I get to take phone calls. And other shows just barely stay on the air. Ronnie, you're on Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello,
Sterling. Walter Sterling. I want to get that right. I just want to say y'all are doing a good job at what you're doing, and I'm really enjoying it. I've heard you from time to time on other radio stations, but I'm wondering, how can I get you on in Nashville is what I'm wondering.
Is that where you live?
I live in Morrison, but I can get Nashville where I'm at.
All right, I want you to think about the big talk station in Nashville, and I want you to call them on Monday, ask for the program director, and say, why aren't you carrying Walter Sterling's show? He's on WPHT in Philly, KMOX in St. Louis, giant radio stations like KDKA in Pittsburgh. He's on huge stations, not little cute little stations, real radio stations that will only make that talk station in Nashville bigger and better. Would you make that call?
I will.
All right, Ronnie, thank you very much for your call at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I get to talk with you about the horrors of this hurricane. And the thing about a hurricane, if you've never lived through one, is that it's not like a tornado. These things hang around. And the lateral damage, the collateral damage is vast. So, for example, 77 people in South Florida have died from Hurricane Ian. 77 people. There are Ian triggers six-hour lines for gas. They leave 10,000 people in shelters, and it sparks warnings that power won't be restored for weeks. Power won't be restored for weeks. Residents are huddling in the local Walmarts to charge their phones as arguments break out at local gas stations over who gets the gas first. Sheriff deputies are going door-to-door Saturday morning, urging residents of the Hidden River community to evacuate because of potential levee break, while the Osceola County authorities urge residents to heed new evacuation orders because floodwaters are expected to continue to rise this week. As Jay Clark said, the big rivers are going to crest on Friday. They haven't even gotten to their height yet. Get out of there. Go to Michigan. And then you will talk like this. You will go to Michigan. That's what you do. But I want to hear your report about what you see out your window, about what you see out your car window, if you still have a car. 888-688-9258. I congratulate the Walmarts of Florida for letting people come in and charge their phones. You would be shocked at how many retailers get jerky in times of crisis, and they don't let people come in and charge their phones. No, really, they don't let people come in, take shelter. That's what we do for each other. When I was in Manhattan during Hurricane Sandy, and I could watch cars float down the street, well, where did they come from? They were floating up from underground garages. Much of the parking in New York City is in underground garages. Those garages would flood up, fill up, and the cars would float out from the garages onto the street. Imagine seeing your car floating up from a garage and landing on the middle of the street, and then you can't start it. It's ruined. That's it. But there was one delicatessen a block away from me that was so smart. Everything was out. There was no power. And we were one block from the Con Edison headquarters. The Con Edison headquarters, well, they had like six tractor-trailer generator trucks that powered their building. I'm not kidding. There had to be six trucks around their building that were generating power for their building. And there was their lobby. It's almost a block-long lobby. And I went up to it to pull the door to see if I could go in and charge my phone. They were locked. And I banged on the door. I said, can I charge my phone in here? No. You can't. Now, Con Ed in New York, as much as they charge you, charges 10 times as much in New York, and they're unpleasant about it. They're vicious, raptor collection agency. Con Edison, just the worst. Well, They wouldn't let any resident come into their lobby and charge their phone. Can you imagine that? Now, if they had been smart with all of their tractor-trailer generators, they would have set up charging stations all around their building. And they would have said, Con Edison welcomes you. We look forward to helping you. Here's a charging station for your cell phone, for your baby. Come here. They didn't do that. They could have done that and been cool. But think about Con Ed and then think of cool. Those are two opposite ends. But there was one delicatessen owner on Park Avenue South that did the right thing. He kept his delicatessen open 24 hours a day, and he had a very loud gasoline generator in front of his store. And his store was lit up. Nothing around him was lit up. And you could go in there and charge your phone. And he gave free coffee to everybody who came into his store. Now, because he gave free hot coffee to everybody who came into his store, I guarantee you that everybody who came into the store, charged their phone, got free hot coffee, were customers for life. And that's customer service. That's what you do in a time of emergency. You don't lock your doors the way the criminals at Con Ed did in New York during Hurricane Sandy. That's what they did. How's it going by you in Florida? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilahula, Muskegon, Michigan. Rioting at a strip club, Waterloo, Iowa. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Hear about a giant melee, complete with everything from parents fighting to gunfire to a crashed car. And it's crazy even by Chuck E. Cheese standards. For Sterling on Sunday, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Two guys in California have a crazy idea. Well, what else is new? Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, it's Dan Gaffney. We were locked out of the house by a broken door lock. The kids were inside. We were outside. The story coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilahula, Muskegon, Michigan. Hand sanitizer. It's loved. And there was a brawl over some in Iowa. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
I'm Walter Sterling, and most of my life I've owned my own businesses. My own businesses. I grew up in a family of people who owned their own business. Well, I saw pretty quickly that it forces people to wear too many hats. Now, for important things, we hire professionals like lawyers, plumbers, and accountants. Are you still doing your own advertising? Do you watch dentistry videos on YouTube to try to figure out how to yank your kids' teeth, too? Of course not. Today's digital advertising, well, it's complex, ever-changing. You need professionals handling that. Northern Ad Agency is a full-service advertising agency located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Minneapolis, Minnesota. No nonsense there. No awards. Take your business to the next level with well-placed digital marketing on Google, Bing, streaming TV, plus social media advertising. This converts to significantly increased web traffic to a highly targeted audience, which ultimately impacts your sales and your revenue. Northern Ad Agency reminds you there's only one Google, one Facebook. It boils down to talent and fees. Northern Ad Agency has the best talent handling your campaigns. And they charge half of what other ad agencies charge because there are no fancy lunches, not a bunch of guys wearing Doc Martens, not guys drinking out of bottled water and ready to go to the gym. No, they're focused 100% on creating advertising that will generate business for you. This is a limited opportunity for potential clients. Here's where you get the information. Go to northernadagency.com. Northernadagency.com. Get the information. Find out exactly how Northern Ad Agency will increase your revenue right now.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I don't want to have sex. You're my wife, for God's sake.
888-688-WALT. I want to hear from you because you're in Florida. More than 837,000 residents throughout the Sunshine State remain without power. 837,000 residents have no power. 77 people have died. Tragically, there are 10,000 shelters, and there are warnings that power won't be restored for weeks. The power won't be restored for weeks in South Florida, which relies on two things from the power. It relies on light and electricity for their laundries, but more importantly, in South Florida, you had better have a working air conditioner or your life is hell. How many people are going to sit in their car and use that air conditioning and then do it with $5 a gallon gas? This is hell. And then out the window of their car, they're going to stare at their trashed mobile home, their trashed vacation home, or their trashed permanent resident home. There's no good news. It's a horrible situation. 77 people dead, 837,000 residents are without power. At least 77 people have died during the hurricane in Florida and North Carolina. Billions of dollars in damage, all from this storm. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Share your story. Tell me your story about being involved with Hurricane Ian. I want to know what it was like for you. Last night and the night before, I made a total of 3 trips to Walmart. Because my wife has finally figured out that the cheapest place to buy food is Walmart. This is a bad discovery for me. Now, you'll notice at your Walmart, every week you go in there, every month you go in there, the food section is getting bigger. And the section with things that you'd actually like cheap clothes, is getting smaller. That's because Walmart figured out that what you really want is food and that their margins can be pretty good. Personally, I'll buy canned goods at Walmart and cereal, which comes in the largest boxes in the world at Walmart. Where they get these boxes, I don't know. That's what I'll buy at Walmart. But I saw something that I would never buy at Walmart. I was shocked when I saw it. I couldn't believe it was there. You ready? Sushi. Walmart sushi on a bottom shelf. Let's just think about that. The low to the floor shelf. In a vaguely refrigerating refrigerator. That scared me because gasoline station sushi scares me too, and airport sushi scares me a lot. Convenience store sushi scares me a lot. But when I see Walmart sushi close to the floor in refrigerator place, like a foot from the floor, I don't want to know about that. And I'm not exaggerating, and I don't want any trouble. The rice in the sushi looked gray. It had been there a little while. Not saying too long, but it took on a gray patina, and I was afraid of that sushi. It was also in a ready-made box. There was a lot of trays of sushi in one box, all very frightening. But could you... same thing as when I found out that Walmart sells quiche Lorraine. Both the broccoli kind and the ham kind. The ham and bacon kind actually is good. I actually bought that and it was pretty good. It's a fascinating adventure, isn't it? The whole Walmart culture. And here's Velo Hool with the latest.
The values at Walmart never cease to amaze anyone, especially Antoinette Eccles, the daughter of Antoine Eccles. If that name is familiar, heavyweight boxer, contender, great guy. Antoinette, pregnant, desiring hand sanitizer at Walmart. An argument ensues and punches get thrown. And Antoinette, she takes no guff from nobody. The brawl for it all, hand sanitizer. Frequently at Walmart, people get so enthralled over the great values and the great items they have available, they lose complete control over their mental capacity. me. It's just an orgy of savings. Antoinette gets through the fight, goes into labor, has to have an emergency C-section. Ladies, if you're pregnant, no fisticuffs. Fisticuffs, bad when you're pregnant. And congratulations to Grandpa Antoine Eccles. For the people of Walmart, I'm Vilo Hool for Sterling at Night.
All right, I'm going to give you a tip about Walmart that may be useful. If your Walmart is like mine, there are not enough cashiers and not enough cash registers. They're very big on the self-service line. They're big on that. But that's a very long line. I have seen the self-service line with 30 people in line to do it themselves. And one cash register open with a real cashier. Maybe two. And those are very long lines. At 11 o'clock at night is when it seems that they turn over a shift, or 10 o'clock at night is when they turn over a shift. And that's when nobody's going to work. I saw a Walmart worker. I saw a Walmart worker walking around the aisle of a cash register. She was just going back and forth in the aisle, moving boxes of candy, moving boxes of Halloween stuff, not changing the display, but no kidding, like a joke, doing whatever she had to do to try to look busy. But she was not going to go behind that register and relieve the, no exaggeration, 30 or 40 people in the self-checkout line and 30 or 40 people in the manned cash register line. It was insane. She was just moving boxes around and waiting for her shift to end, to go home, and hoping she wasn't going to get caught. That's what I saw. But I will give you this tip. There's a cash register that most people forget about that always has a human being at it, and a surprisingly pleasant human being. Tragically, it's at the end of the store. It's wherever you are, it's the furthest away. That's the one gift of Walmart. Whatever you want, it's as far away from you as it possibly can be. It's in the electronics section, right by the big TVs that you and I can't afford. There is a manned cash register, inevitably by a man for some reason. You can take your food cart over there, and he will check you out. His only dilemma is if you have something that needs to be weighed. And then he'll say, I don't know if I can do the weighing stuff. And then say, this is what you say. Say, forget it. I don't need the weighing stuff. Let's put it aside on this shelf next to your radios and next to your TVs. We'll just put these carrots next to your radios and TVs. Check out everything else. And you'll get out 1, 2, 3. That's what I do when I'm in Walmart, when they have the 30 people in line for self-serve and 30 people in line for a single cash register that's manned by a human being. That usually happens between 10 and midnight. And then some idiot manager had the audacity to say to me, well, you know, we're reprogramming the registers. That's why I can't open more registers. I said, you're reprogramming the registers. Why don't you do that at 2 in the morning? That's when registers should be reprogrammed at 2 in the morning. Well, they used to be open 24 hours a day. Then things were easier. But then one day at midnight, shots rang out in that Walmart, and they decided to close it at midnight. And the scariest Walmarts are the ones where you hear babies screaming at midnight. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Post-tropical cyclone Ian has fully dissipated, but steering currents are all very weak, meaning the system is going to linger over the middle Atlantic through midweek. Lots of rain in store for the Delmarva Peninsula and Chesapeake Bay area, up to 7 inches in spots. Washington and Philadelphia also gets into the act, up to 3 to 5 inches in spots there. by midweek. Cold Canadian high pressure is anchored north of New England, meaning the northeast will really feel like fall, with low temperatures in the 50s and even upper 40s, and daytime highs in the 60s under partly cloudy and breezy skies. The Midwest is decidedly calmer, with again coolish autumn weather. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 right here after every hour on Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, people have been waiting at this gas station as early as 5 a.m., some even earlier. There was a sign on the door that said the store would be opening at 7 a.m. It is now almost 8 a.m., and you can still see the store has not opened. No one has been able to pump gas. Some are just waiting here, hoping that the gas truck is going to arrive. So there were some Circle K employees here a little earlier today. The manager was here. She didn't even have the keys to get inside the store. And so it was kind of a mess. She was waiting for someone to bring her the keys. Plus, she tells us that the gas truck was on its way over here, but due to the traffic surrounding the gas station, the truck isn't even able to make it on the premises. And but since people have been waiting here since 5 a.m., they don't want to leave the premises. They're asking cars to basically leave so the gas truck can make it on and be able to provide gas, but no one's willing to leave. Some of them say, you know, I've been here since 5 a.m., and they just don't want to leave. They need gas for their generators. They need gas for their cars. And it's just frustration. Tensions are growing high.
The line for gas is keeping the gas truck out of the gas station. 6-hour waits in Florida for gasoline. $6 an hour, $6 a gallon gasoline. It's unbelievable. Dan, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Dan.
Good evening, Walter. You are welcome for me calling. One thing real quick. Why doesn't that girl say in the beginning of your show anymore, join the Walter M. Sterling Club?
Because the truth in advertising is it's not a club. And I kept meaning to cut it off because it's not a club. It's a show. However,
okay,
if you want to become a member of the Midnight Misfits, all you have to do is send a email to me with your real snail mail address, and we will send you a Misfit membership card.
Okay. But my main thing I wanted to discuss is, I guess I want to ask you, do you like Walmart?
It's a very philosophical and deep question. First, let me ask you, do you like Walmart?
I despise it very much.
Why?
Why?
It's, you know, I briefly mentioned it last week, I think, but I think that lowering of standards and cheapening things is not good for people, and it's just the low bar of standards. I swore them off. I haven't set foot in one in over 10 years.
Well, what item made you say, okay, they've lowered their standards, I can't go here? There must have been one event.
You know, there was. I was standing in line, and I just wanted to buy one case of water. But despite there being about 725 registers, there was three cashiers working. They had no motivation, and cumulatively, they had about 15 teeth between all of them. And then the other customers were wearing their pajamas that they seemingly hadn't changed for about 4 weeks, and they spill most of their sloppy food that they eat on it. And I looked around and I said, I'm better than this.
Well, you are better than that, but their failure to dress properly for you is frankly none of your business. Just like if they were incredibly successful with Jaguars, that would also be none of your business. Our business is to get a good price on the commodities that we need.
Do you think it's okay to wear pajamas in public, for real?
For me, no. For somebody else,
none of my business.
None of my business.
It is your business, though. We all have to have a standard among us, don't you think?
No. I don't think. I think each of us is Each of us is judged individually, just like what your religion is, where you went to school, how you raise your children. It's an individual judgment. Would I wear pajamas in public? No, unless I wanted to annoy my mother-in-law. That's the only reason I'd wear pajamas in public. How I raise my children, none of your business. How I take care of my home, none of your business. The fact is that there are certain things that we need, commodities that we need. We go to the store and buy them. I choose to go to the store where I can get it cheapest, and I ignore all of those idiots in line with me. The scariest thing for me, Dan, the scariest thing for me is when I go to Walmart and I find that I am in line at a cashier, and in front of me is a person with two filled shopping carts. Two. And then I look around and I think, can I find a better line? And inevitably, I can never find a better line. And then, and they're standing in line. They're pulling the Hershey bars off the shelf. They're pulling the cigarettes off the shelf. They're all in front of me, and they weigh like 400 pounds. And then I realize something important. And as I look around and I see the other shopping carts, I realize it is the 30th of the month. And what happens on the 30th of the month?
The benefits come in.
The food stamps, the SNAP benefits. Yep. And you know, the scary thing about SNAP benefits, and it really is scary, is you can buy baby formula with SNAP benefits, which is good, but you can't buy a baby bottle. You can buy baby formula, but you can't buy diapers. You can buy a cold cooked chicken, but you can't buy one of those nice roasted chickens that are still hot. That's why you'll see in the refrigerated section those hot chickens in the cold place the next day with a big, big tag on it that says SNAP eligible. Because if it's cold, right, you can buy. You know how most supermarkets offer hot soup? They like to demonstrate their soup, hot soup. You can't buy hot soup with SNAP benefits. It's not a great system, but you're a great guy, Dan, and thank you very much for your call. At 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. The important thing about SNAP, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance, SNAP, is that's what it is. No family can live on the SNAP benefits. None. If you're a single person, that's about $150 a month. Can you live on $150 a month worth of food? No. It's supplemental. It's meant to supplement your income and other sources of revenue to feed your family. I happen to believe that it is probably the only really good government welfare system, because they have also figured out how to make SNAP benefits not embarrassing. It used to be that people would tear off stamps in front of you in line at Walmart to pay for their food. They had a book of stamps, and they had to go through the embarrassing situation of pulling off stamps one at a time to pay for their food. Now it's a nice credit card looking thing. It looks like a credit card, and they're actually issued by Chase. People can maintain their dignity. In order to eat, if the government can help out, and it's a county program, I see nothing wrong with it. Food stamps are hard to get, and they're hard to keep. And like I say, they're not for everything. They're for basics. You can't buy liquor with it. You can't buy diapers with it. You can't buy baby bottles. You can't buy pots and pans. If you don't have something to cook that food with, you're out of luck. I'm Walter Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-9258. Welcome, Sacramento. Hello, Bill White. 888-688-9258. Oh, and there's Rosemary Furlong and her mom, and Neil Paul, and Judy Anderson, and Dee Wells. These are the original charter Midnight Misfits. And the Datz family, welcome. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is the Lahula Muskegon, Michigan, rioting at a strip club, Waterloo, Iowa. Details later, strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Hear about a giant melee, complete with everything from parents fighting to gunfire to a crashed car. And it's crazy even by Chuck E. Cheese standards. For Sterling on Sunday, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Two guys in California have a crazy idea. Well, what else is new? Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, it's Dan Gaffney. We were locked out of the house by a broken door lock. The kids were inside. We were outside. The story coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
What a great gift from Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell has taken $50 off queen-size sheets, the most popular sheets for you. These are percale sheets. Percale cotton is extra woven. It's a denser cotton than you usually get. These are beautiful, wonderful sheets, perfect for fall, and will keep you comfortable and keep you cozy. All you have to do is call 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876. It's incredible what you're going to get. These beautiful queen size sheets. And now let me tell you about the colors. Red, navy blue, forest green, emerald green, black, white. What a great thing to give your kid at college, right? Call and get the information. It's 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter, and $50 comes off the price. 800-844-0876. Say, Walter, and $50 comes right off. That's just for you, a Sterling on Sunday listener. Now, it's coming up to that time of year where you're going to have a lot of holidays and a lot of house visiting. Get a couple, put them in the closet. Somebody calls and says, hey, can you come over tomorrow? No problem. You will have a housewarming gift for the winter ready to go. Percale sheets from MyPillow. Here's the number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Beautiful, wonderful, cozy sheets. These are great. These are queen-size sheets that are normally $89.98, and now they're $39.98. 800-844-0876. MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Enough. It is time for you to work for yourself. All that work you put in all day, that's for somebody else. It's time for you to enjoy your work personally. The name of the company is Social Indoor, and they're going to give you the opportunity to start your own business. What is Social Indoor? It's amazing. It is the coolest thing. They go to the best bathrooms in the best restaurants in your city. I know that sounds silly, but hear me out. And they install beautiful computer-type screens, big digital screens in the restroom. And on those digital screens are messages that you have sold. Only you get to sell them because this is a franchise and it's exclusive to a certain area. Get all the information about Social Indoor. Go to socialindoor.com. Get all of the information. Get the prospectus. That's the only way you can find out about socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Florida Stories. Welcome to Florida Stories. Oh, good crowd. Love you too. All right. First Florida story. We're going to Chuck E. Cheese, a little town called Brandon. It's in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area. And you always loved Chuck E. Cheese when you were a kid, but sometime between when you were a kid and now, Chuck E. Cheese has turned into less of a fun little playground with pizza and birthday parties and more of a kind of a gladiatorial combat arena. Now, I don't know what started the incident, could have been a wayward skee ball, but these parents start fighting in Chuck E. Cheese. Now, Chuck E. Cheese has some of the most seasoned and grizzled security guard veterans the arcade world has to offer. So they immediately intervene and they start moving them toward the door. And as one of the moms is about to be pushed outside the front door, she reaches into her gigantic purse and pulls out a gun while the security guard starts wrestling with her for the gun, and they spill out onto the sidewalk in front of the store. The gun goes flying. A grandma picks it up and in an attempt to calm everyone down, squeezes off a warning shot into the air. No, this is not a movie. This is happening at Chuck E. Cheese in Brandon, Florida. A man tackles the grandma, and I don't mean he lightly lays her down. This is an NFL linebacker form tackle on grandma. Well, the gun goes flying again. A third woman picks up the gun, points it at people so they back off, and then she throws it through the window of a gray Traverse. I don't know if it was her car and she was trying to get away with it, but then just a few feet away from her, another customer jumps into his Audi and tries to hit one of the people he was fighting with. Four people in front of the Chuck E. Cheese dive out of the way from the kamikaze attack from the Audi. The Audi does not stop in time and crashes into the front of the Chuck E. Cheese. About that time, cops start pulling up. They get the scene sorted out. Two women go to the hospital. A child has to go to the hospital. They're going to be okay. Handful of people arrested. Someone cashed in their tickets for a bouncy ball. And somebody just had a birthday party they will never forget. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is it?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Jacksonville, Florida. And a lot of stereotypes exist for a reason, because there's some truth in them. So I want you to conjure up just the most base, typical stereotype that pops into your mind when I say the word Chevy Camaro, because now you're thinking of the Chevy Camaro driver. Almost exclusively male, usually younger, and they like to drive ridiculously fast. Although you suspect they've had no real formal training or skills to accompany this dangerous activity. Well, in Jacksonville, the guy that is pictured in your head right now was pulled over for speeding. He pulls over into the side of the road. The cop pulls up behind him in the side of the road, gets out of the car, starts walking toward him. And right before the police officer gets to the driver's side door, he turns the Camaro on and speeds off. Oh, he's got you. You're never going to catch him now. And he makes a right turn, loses control of the car, crashes into a tree, and dies. That's exactly what you thought was going to happen. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is it?
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Bill White's KFBK in Sacramento. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. KDKA, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. There are now 83 people, 83 people who have passed away as a result of Hurricane Ian.
Yeah, people have been waiting at this gas station as early as 5 a.m., some even earlier. There was a sign on the door that said the store would be opening at 7 a.m. It is now almost 8 a.m., and you can still see the store has not opened. No one has been able to pump gas.
Six-hour lines at the gas stations in Florida. The lines are preventing some of the gasoline refueling trucks, some of the tanker trucks, from actually getting into the gas station. They won't pause the line. They won't get out of line to let the tanker in, because they don't want to lose their place in line, which is meaningless if the tanker doesn't get in. There's some Florida thinking for you. How has the storm affected you? How did it make you feel? It's a frightening feeling to be in a hurricane. You look out your door and there's nothing, and there's a great vacuum in the air because of the low pressure system of a hurricane. It is scary, it's frightening, and you don't know if the water's going to get you. I was in Hurricane Sandy in New York City, which you would think would be very safe. It's not very safe. I saw the cars float up from the parking garage, out the parking garage, and down the street, and nobody could start them because they were ruined. That was quite a sight. The thing I didn't understand, we didn't have power for 10 days in Manhattan. The thing I didn't understand is, where was the Red Cross for me? Where were the blankets and the coffee and donuts? I love the Red Cross. I have tremendous respect for them. I donate to them. Salvation Army, same deal. But wait a minute, I was in the epicenter of a hurricane in New York City. Why didn't they knock door to door and say, are you okay? Would you like a coffee and donut? It seems like a reasonable request, but nothing. As I told you, the best thing about that hurricane down the block was one delicatessen that had brought in a portable generator, gas power generator, had it running. His store was lit up 24 hours a day. If you went in, he'd give you free coffee and let you charge your phone. That person built his business for the next 20 years. Anybody who went in there that day was grateful to that man for the next 20 years because he did a simple thing. Brought in a gas generator, powered people's phones. He was a hero. And the worst thing about it in New York at the time, I lived at 20th Street. Above 35th Street, there was power. But where we were, which was right next to the Con Edison headquarters, there was no power. But did the Con Edison headquarters get lit up? Absolutely. They had power generators and 18-wheelers surrounding the building. They had no problem getting power. No problem. Did they let me or you use their electricity to power cell phones? No. It was surreal. Wait. We give you hundreds of dollars a week, and you're not going to let us come in and use your stupid outlets to power our cell phones? A criminal organization, if there ever was one. The worst utility in the world. How corrupt that relationship must be between the power company and the utility regulating company in each state. Just the worst. Just the scum of the earth. My number is 888-688-WALT. Coming up, I'm going to share with you a story. We were talking about self-serve checkouts. A woman in England pulled the biggest scam at the self-serve checkouts, and we will discuss this interesting phenomena. Plus, you and I will discuss... an incredible price that somebody tried to sell an advent calendar for. You won't believe what somebody tried to sell an advent calendar for. Insane. We'll have another Florida story, and then another Florida story, and another one, and Vic Ferrari will tell us a true cop tale. I know you like true crime stories, but I like true crime stories, not ones made up about the Green River Killer and dramatized with very suspenseful music. That's a lot of nonsense. Vic Ferrari was a New York City police detective. He's retired now, and he has great cop stories. My number is 888-688-WALT, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
I just bought this house, and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. The American West continues warm and dry, with temperatures running 5 to 7 degrees above average for early October. Las Vegas, sunny skies with highs in the lower 90s all week long. Sacramento, tons of sun with temperatures in the upper 80s, turning slightly warmer towards next weekend. The Pacific Northwest continues warmer than normal as well. The one fly in the ointment is the Intermountain region, with very moist air producing prodigious rains in the Four Corners region of southern Utah and southwestern Colorado. And then in the high country, that four-letter S word, no, not that one. I'm thinking several inches of snow, that's in northwest Wyoming and east central Montana. This is Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36. Past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
88-WALT. We have another Florida story coming up for you in just seconds, because I know that you love them best. All right, let's see, what have we got here? I hate the self-checkout at any store, and there are a couple reasons. First of all, I always seem to get the self-checkout that has a dirty piece of glass over the reader. It's all smudged. I can't imagine anything can be seen. And I have to wave my product, whatever I'm buying, over that screen over and over and over again until it finally goes boop. Then at the end, I want to put in cash. And that's when I realize that machine won't take cash. Or you realize that you want to take an item off and you have to call over the person in charge of this area, who's never available. Or she's talking to her friends and she's very busy with her friends over at that machine and she's not about to come over and help you. It's a horrible experience. And then there's always the ultimate challenge, which is, wait a minute, I am paying you for these items and now you want me to come to your store and do labor. I'm not here to do labor. I don't want to bag my own groceries. I don't want to put them in the cart. I don't want to take them to the car. I have paid for them. I want you to do that. Some Walmarts, by the way, are smart. And now you can tell them ahead of time that you want somebody to take the stuff to your car for you. That's smart. But then what am I supposed to do? Does that kid get tipped? Not tipped? How much do I tip them? $2 a bag? $5 for the whole thing? $10 for the whole thing? What am I supposed to tip the guy who takes the stuff to my car at Walmart? I have been given another dilemma that I don't need. These are the challenges of my life. But listen, here's somebody who got way, way ahead of us. One woman who has not been using the checkouts as intended believes she was doing no wrong by employing a trick to save money. However, lawyers have issued advice warnings to shoppers that using this particular tactic is illegal, and as such, trying it out can get you into serious trouble. Here's the technique. What she does is she says, explaining her friend's logic, she says she regularly puts through more expensive vegetables, such as avocados, and she puts them through and says they're brown onions, and therefore they go through much cheaper. She says it's not stealing, as you're paying for something, and that the supermarkets work the cost of self-checkout fraud into their prices. She also claims that everyone does it. She says everybody does this. She buys avocados. No. She takes avocados, puts them through the self-checkout, and punches brown onions. She says there's nothing wrong with it. The lawyers say otherwise. But those are some of the challenges of self-checkout, which is a horrible experience. I don't want to bag my own groceries because what happens? If I bag them, the bags are going to rip. Every time the bags rip. And then I get stupid questions like, do you want to put your gallon of milk in a bag? Well, yeah, I don't want to carry it around as a badge of honor. I want to put it in a bag. Is that so crazy, Rebecca Canner? Is that insane? I don't think so. But I get that every store. When I buy a gallon of milk, they say, do you want it in a bag? Why wouldn't I want it in a bag? Why don't you double the bags or triple the bags and make sure that I can carry it that way? And I don't want brown paper bags. I want good, sturdy plastic bags. These are my challenges. This is my suffering. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, and I know what you want. You want another Florida story.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next story, we're going to stay in Jacksonville, Florida for another one here. And this one goes to the classroom, to the second grade classroom. You're not going to like this one.
This is the controversial homework handed out by a local Christian school. Second grade students were asked to send a picture of you doing reading homework in the bathtub.
Well, it's been a while since we had to pull out the old Florida Stories Pedomatic 3000. Into the wood chipper you go.
Hold my beard.
Hold my beard.
Hold my beard. What is it?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Hernando County, Florida, where a Hernando County Sheriff's detective was driving home around 1 a.m. on Tuesday. I don't know what he was doing out at 1 a.m. None of my business. That's not the weird part. The weird part is he's not in uniform and he's not in a cop car. So when he stops at an intersection and there's three guys in a suspicious looking van sawing the streetlight off the pole, you know, they don't know he's a cop. So they just keep going on about their business. He calls it in and a bunch of cops show up minutes later. And the guys had just finished cutting off three stoplights and they had them already in the van. I didn't know there was like a secondary market for streetlights. Is there some sort of black market civil engineering underground I don't know about? All three Florida men are arrested, 27, 28, 29 years old, going to jail. And no one explains to me why they were stealing the lights. Like, what could they possibly be doing with streetlights? I don't know. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is it?
For our next Florida story, this one's in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, where a regular old dude after a hard day's work does something that's rare. He eats in Burger King. And unfortunately, when he got up and left, he left his debit card at the table. So surveillance shows an employee picking it up and taking it to the night manager, who puts it in his pocket. And then he goes back and he calls his girlfriend to come up there. So 42-year-old shady Burger King night manager meets his girlfriend outside, gives her the card. She goes to Publix, the grocery store. It's like $300 worth of groceries. Then she fills up her car with gas, $60 at a Wawa gas station. Then she goes to Walmart. She rings up $372 worth of stuff at Walmart, but the card is declined. Walmart security knows all. So she tries it again, declined again. So she leaves empty-handed on the way home. She tries to go through a Taco Bell drive-thru. It gets declined there. And it's kind of impressive how good they've gotten at this. Within a couple hours, both of these people had handcuffs on them and were being charged with all kinds of fun stuff. Stealing a credit card, unauthorized possession of a stolen credit card, unauthorized use of stolen credit card. Not that amazing of a story, but for a fun little Florida twist at the end here, they talk about when the cops go to the 42-year-old Burger King manager and they say, "Do you know this woman?" And they hold up a picture of his girlfriend. And he says, "No, I have no idea who that woman is." Killer alibi, buddy. Did it work? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Rioting at a strip club, Waterloo, Iowa. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
You know, the beaches of Florida are an interesting force all their own. Sometimes they just sweep in new human beings to join Florida, and sometimes they sweep away human beings that are no longer going to be part of Florida. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. The Florida Circle of Life, coming up on Florida Stories.
Two guys in California have a crazy idea. Well, what else is new? Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, it's Dan Gaffney. We were locked out of the house by a broken door lock. The kids were inside, we were outside. The story coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and most of my life I've owned my own businesses. I grew up in a family of people who own their own business. Well, I saw pretty quickly that it forces people to wear too many hats. Now, for important things, we hire professionals like lawyers, plumbers, and accountants. Are you still doing your own advertising? Do you watch dentistry videos on YouTube to try to figure out how to yank your kids' teeth, too? Of course not. Today's digital advertising, well, it's complex, ever-changing. You need professionals handling that. Northern Ad Agency is a full-service advertising agency located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. No nonsense there, no awards. Take your business to the next level with well-placed digital marketing on Google, Bing, streaming TV, plus social media advertising. This converts to significantly increased web traffic to a highly targeted audience, which ultimately impacts your sales and your revenue. Northern Ad Agency reminds you there's only one Google, one Facebook. It boils down to talent and fees. Northern Ad Agency has the best talent handling your campaigns. And they charge half of what other ad agencies charge because there are no fancy lunches, not a bunch of guys wearing Doc Martens, not guys drinking out of bottled water and ready to go to the gym. No, they're focused 100% on creating advertising that will generate business for you. This is a limited opportunity for potential clients. Here's where you get the information. Go to northernadagency.com. Northernadagency.com. Get the information. Find out exactly how Northern Ad Agency will increase your revenue right now.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Alana Haim.
Now when I talk to God, I don't know if you understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand.
You're kidding me. It's 50 minutes past the hour. With Walter Sterling, we're driving across the country. You're coming back from the lake, back from the shore. Whatever you did this weekend, I hope it was fantastic. And if it wasn't fantastic, oh well. You're about to go to the third shift, the late shift to work. This is our time of day. This is when just you and me are together, alone in the car, alone in the 18-wheeler. Coming up, we're going to talk about some stories about marijuana and 18-wheeler drivers. marijuana use and truck drivers. It seems to be a very big controversy. Very big. And therefore, we will discuss it. However, the big horror coming up now for you at October 2nd is the pumpkin patch and the corn maze. Because 8- and 9-year-olds are in charge in the pumpkin patch and the corn maze. And there's nothing quite as horrible as having your dress shoes on and going into an apple orchard where a farmer who owns the apples and owns the apple orchard is letting you pay her to pick the apples. Thousands of tourists, well-meaning tourists, are going to walk through those apple orchards and pick the apples, something they would normally have to pay farm workers to do. Then you take your apples that are now very heavy to a weighing station. You weigh them and they charge you too much. And while you're there, your kid says, I want that. And they point to maple syrup. They point to pumpkin pie. They point to an electric clock with a farmer bobbing up and down, picking apples. All the things you don't want to deal with are in that shed. But the worst thing, is when a kid says, I want to go through the corn maze. I want to go
You're
through the corn maze.
You're lost in a giant cornfield maze. You don't know which way to turn. Darkness is falling. Who are you going to call? 911.
I'm really scared. It's really dark. And we got a 3-week-old baby
with
us.
Relax. Calm down. Your husband's with you, right?
Yes, for my baby.
You'd think she was being stalked by the corn. A Massachusetts woman, her husband, and 2 kids got lost and called Danvers police an hour after the 6 p.m. closing time at the Connors Farm maze. And we all know from the movies how spooky cornfields can get, especially after dark. When you fall into the clutches of demonic corn. Actually, the killer corn wasn't attacking, but
the mosquitoes eating us alive.
Some folks celebrate getting lost.
We're at the field, we're ready to start. Getting lost is the greatest part.
Oh, yeah?
We thought this would be fun. Instead, it's a nightmare.
Can I talk to your husband?
The dispatcher told the man to yell to the canine unit that was arriving at the maze to look for the lost family.
Say hello, canine.
Hello, canine!
At one point, the lost dad took the dispatcher so literally, he even repeated the say.
Say it again so he can eat because he can't see you. So say hello, canine.
Hello, canine!
Hello, canine! Hello, canine! It took a total of at least 10 hello, canines.
Hello, canine! Hello, canine!
Keep going, sir. Do something.
Hello, canine! Hello, canine!
Finally, towards the end of the 7.5-minute call,
we see a light.
The canine unit officer said he found the family about 25 feet from the entrance. If they get this lost in a corn maze, next thing you know, they'll be calling 911 from the maze at IKEA.
A corn maze is a terrifying thing for you and I to have to go through. There are a couple of reasons for this. One, you're not in charge. The minute you step into a corn maze with your 9-year-old will immediately see that you're vulnerable and you're not perfect and you don't have great sense of direction. In fact, the 9-year-old will have a better sense of direction. The second thing is you start to realize that your phone is at 2%. You can't call anybody. No one's going to help you out of that maze. You just have to trudge through. Oh, and that's the last thing. Your shoes will be ruined in a corn maze. It will take 10 times longer than you had planned. And there's the high risk that the 9 or 10-year-old is going to run ahead of you and get out of sight. And the minute, you know, they're 2 feet ahead, they're out of sight. It's no fun for us grown-ups. We don't like corn mazes. We lose control. We realize our cell phone is not up to the task. Our shoes are not up to the task. But boy, our kids are. Oh, my gosh, our kids are. The whole pumpkin patch experience is not a good one for people who live in cities. It's very romantic. Let's go out and get pumpkins. Here's the horror of being married to my wife. For some reason, and this has happened every year, and it's not going to happen this year. Every year it happens. She decides we're not going to get the pumpkin until October 29th. And when you go to a pumpkin patch on October 29th, the last possible moment, you will find a bleak, snowy, frosted, freezing field with Eskimos and Huskies that may lead you to one pumpkin. One. Maybe. And then that one pumpkin will cost $55. How did it get to be $55? However, this is not the first time it's happened. The same thing happened to me at Christmas time when she kept stalling and stalling. Oh, we don't want a Christmas tree yet. We don't want a Christmas tree yet. I'm like, it makes no difference when it's 30 degrees if that tree is stored in our backyard or at the Christmas tree lot. No difference. The tree will be fine either way. We can put it in water here. They can put it in water there, except that if you go for a Christmas tree on the 23rd, this is what happened to us. We found the three remaining trees in the city. There were three left. They clearly had been stolen off the back of a truck. These guys were laughing at us. These were not trees. They were twigs. It was as though the leaves had been spray painted on with green paint. That's what it was like. Now, I grant you we got a deal, but there were no real leaves on those Christmas trees. But gosh darn it, we waited to the last minute so they wouldn't be ruined in our backyard. And that's what I'm going to go up against. Same thing with the pumpkin. Well, if you get them too soon, they'll rot on the steps. I've never seen it happen. I have never seen it happen. Meanwhile, I'm looking at the supermarkets and Walmart, and half of the pumpkins are already gone. People with brains already bought their pumpkins. They've already put it on the steps. They're already happy celebrating Halloween. Not my wife. No, we're going to wait to the last possible minute to buy those pumpkins. We don't want them to go bad. We don't want them to rot. They're not going to rot. They're pumpkins. They're just going to sit there unless you cut them open. And if you cut them open, then they will rot. These are the issues in my house. I don't care what happened in Congress this week. I don't care what happened to the court this week. How about you? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Post-tropical cyclone Ian has fully dissipated, but steering currents are all very weak, meaning the system is going to linger over the middle Atlantic through midweek. Lots of rain in store for the Delmarva Peninsula and Chesapeake Bay Area, up to 7 inches in spots. Washington and Philadelphia also gets into the act, up to 3 to 5 inches in spots there by midweek. Bold Canadian high pressure is anchored north of New England, meaning the northeast will really feel like fall with low temperatures in the 50s and even upper 40s and daytime highs in the 60s under partly cloudy and breezy skies. The Midwest is decidedly calmer with again coolish autumn weather. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 right here after every hour on Sterling on Sunday.
All right. Is everybody very excited to be here? I bet you are. Now, here's the thing. There was this woman who was dressed very gaudy. She was at a Hustler casino. There's some business. Hustler magazine had a casino. They wanted to class up, so they opened up a casino. She was in a tournament. A poker tournament. And this was her first poker tournament. And she had all this gaudy jewelry on, which led people to suspect things.
Yeah.
That was like one of his first TV appearances.
One of his first ones, yeah. That was like before he won all the tournaments.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow, Robbie really mixing it up here, calling Garrett's raise with Jack 4 off. It's blind versus blind, and Garrett here has flopped a straight flush draw, 10-10-9 with a couple clubs. He's going to bet
$2,500. That was like one of his first TV appearances.
One of his first ones, yeah. That was like before he won all those tournaments. And,
funny, yeah.
No. Wow, Robbie really mixing it up here, calling Garrett's raise with Jack 4 off. It's blind versus blind, and Garrett here has flopped a straight flush draw, 10-10-9 with a couple clubs. He's going to bet $2,500. Wow, and Robbie's going to call here with Jack 4 with the Jack of clubs. Turn is a 3, puts backdoor hearts down. And this is usually when Garrett will lay the hammer down with combo draws. She's got one club and one heart, and wow, look at this. What is she thinking about here? Is she gonna raise it? Well, we saw her raise ace king a little bit ago for a min raise. Here she's gonna min click. I think he's considering bet three betting, and yep, oh, there's the all in. There's the all in. Garrett, like I said, he's just so experienced in bet patterns, bet sizing. He's gonna put a time chip out.
This is why you shouldn't be in hands like this.
She doesn't have a three.
Call.
She calls? You call me with a jack high? You call me with a jack high? Well,
she won about $187,000. And the problem is that she had this big gaudy ring on, and she kept twirling it and twirling it. And other people at the table suspected that it was a vibrating ring. And somebody else was watching all the other hands and let her know when it was time to call a bet. If her ring vibrated, it was time for her to put down her cards and call the hands. Now, the guy who she lost from, who lost the most money, is a notoriously good sport. And if somebody wins a lot of money from him, he congratulates them. He's happy for them. He was not happy this time. He was stone-faced. He was annoyed as hell. He felt he was had. Now, that's very unusual for that particular player. She was such a good sport, she gave him the money that she won from him. But he says she was cheating, because right before she showed her hand, she took off that big gaudy ring and hid it. Now, if you have a vibrating ring on your hand, there are a number of things that it can be used for besides cheating. And maybe she was using the vibrator for something else. It's hard to say. But this was quite a crowd at the Hustler Casino. And she won like $187,000 in one hand of poker. It did not sit well. She was new at the game, a relative amateur. She'd only been playing for a year. She had a coach. I didn't even know there were coaches for poker, but apparently there are. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I'd love to talk to you. My number is 888-688-9258. This is the Midnight Misfit part of the show. It's where those of us who do not get along, who cannot get along, we meet here every week at midnight or 9 p.m. West Coast time, and we get to talk about our misery. Rosemary Furlong, Dee Wells, Rebecca Canner, we're all here waiting to talk to each other. The hardest part of our job is that people want to talk to us. I don't want to talk to them. When I come to work, the last thing in the world I want to do is be pleasant. I'm not pleasant. It is not my nature to be pleasant, is it, Sean? It's not my nature. My nature is to do my job and go home. That should be your nature, too. And that, by the way, there was all this talk about the reason people don't want to go back to work after the pandemic is they don't want to commute. That's not it. That's not the issue. The reason they don't want to go back to work is it finally dawned on them that they're going to have to deal with all of those other people. The gossips, the people with bad perfume and cologne, the ones who say, hey, how do I look today? It's a pretty good outfit, huh? No, it's not a good outfit, let me assure you, not a good outfit. We don't want to have to deal with a manager who's hovering around our desk, hovering around our work area, encouraging us to try new things, Isn't that the worst thing? When you go to a formal company, a normal company with meetings, the kind that has meetings and forms, and they say, always try new things, push the envelope. They don't mean that. You want to get fired, push the envelope. Guaranteed. You'll get fired. These are the ones who say, you know, you can eat your lunch at your desk. I don't want to eat my lunch at my desk. I'm going to leave as quickly as possible and go to the Hot and Crusty and get whatever I want for an hour, not talk to you. That's my goal in going to work. And I don't go to Starbucks. I go to Dunkin' Donuts, where normal people go. Oh, my God. But the worst thing about going to work at this time is what? There's nothing left in the vending machine. Nothing. There's nothing there except maybe a pack of Wrigley's gum and a bear claw. There's no Tasty Cakes. There are no crimpets in that machine. Not even one stuck that you can kick the machine to get it to come out. The worst thing about working the third shift is that once you're in that building, there's no place to walk to get food. In most cities, even inner cities, the 7-Eleven is closed. They close like at midnight or 1 because they're losers. The diners are closed, and there are no diners west of Philadelphia, so forget that. That was the biggest shock of my young life, was when I traveled west of Philadelphia, west of New Jersey, I found out, wait a minute, there are no diners anywhere. Where the hell are diners? Everything closes at midnight, or 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Do you know there are cities in the Midwest? I'm going to tell you something shocking that'll scare you. There are cities in the Midwest where a majority of the restaurants close at 2 p.m. Breakfast places, yeah, 2 p.m. Well, then what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do then? I'm bereft. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Rioting at a strip club, Waterloo, Iowa. Details later. Strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
You know, the beaches of Florida are an interesting force all their own. Sometimes they just sweep in new human beings to join Florida, and sometimes they sweep away human beings that are no longer going to be part of Florida. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. The Florida Circle of Life, coming up on Florida Stories.
Two guys in California have a crazy idea. Well, what else is new? Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, it's Dan Gaffney. We were locked out of the house by a broken door lock. The kids were inside. We were outside. The story coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
It doesn't cost much to have true luxury at your fingertips. Normally, this luxury would cost $89.99. Now it's only $39.99. $50 off for what? Percal sheets from My Pillow. You won't believe these sheets. They're made out of Percal cotton. And what is Percal cotton? It is a denser weave of cotton. It feels extra soft, extra cozy, and keeps you warm. The colors, red, navy blue, forest green, light green, black, white. Imagine these colors, beige. These are beautiful colors that belong in your bedroom on your bed. 800-844-0876. That is the number to call right now, because right now on a Sunday night, there's a human being waiting to talk to you about these sheets and getting them ready for you for the holidays, getting them ready for you for birthdays, and the best gift you could send your kid at college, their own sheets. Beautifully made, extra comfortable. Here are the colors, red, navy blue, forest green, light green, beige, emerald green. They're incredible. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter! And the price drops from $89.99 to $39.99. Just like that. 50 bucks off by saying my name, Walter! The reason the price goes down like that is because you're a Sterling on Sunday listener. And I made it very clear to them that if they wanted to be on Sterling on Sunday, they had to offer something special. And this is it. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876.
MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Enough. It is time for you to work for yourself. All that work you put in all day, that's for somebody else. It's time for you to enjoy your work personally. The name of the company is Social Indoor, and they're going to give you the opportunity to start your own business. What is Social Indoor? It's amazing. It is the coolest thing. They go to the best bathrooms in the best restaurants in your city. I know that sounds silly, but hear me out. And they install beautiful computer-type screens, big digital screens in the restroom. And on those digital screens are messages that you have sold. Only you get to sell them, because this is a franchise and it's exclusive to a certain area. Get all the information about Social Indoor. Go to socialindoor.com. Get all of the information. Get the prospectus. That's the only way you can find out about socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Papillo.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
They say that nothing good happens after midnight. Case in point, Flirt's Gentlemen's Club in beautiful Waterloo, Iowa. Well, it was just after midnight, and four gentlemen were arrested for rioting and assault. Breakout of violence in the champagne room over an exotic dancer named Puma. Puma is the kind of gal that a guy will fight over no matter what. Apparently, she was taking turns giving special dances for gentlemen. And unfortunately, this led to jealousy. And of course, there were some alcoholic beverages involved. And these gentlemen went to war with each other. It broke out from the champagne room to the main floor of Flirt's. Then it went outside. All sorts of people started joining in, including a couple of the other exotic dancers, started throwing shoes at the guy. That's what women do frequently. Gentlemen, if you have never had your woman throw a shoe at you, count yourself lucky, because they love to do it, especially if it's a stiletto, and don't let it hit your eye. The girl at Flirt's, Puma, yeah, she doesn't like the guys. She doesn't like you. She likes your money. Puma has one thing and one thing only. She has, well, perhaps maybe a chemical dependency issue. Perhaps a toddler at home. And she needs some money. And perhaps Puma has a pimp. Enjoy your time in the champagne room with Puma. But realize it's a transaction. There's nothing about love. There's nothing about caring. From the champagne room, it's Strippers on the Loose. I'm Vila Houle for Sterling at Night.
Jacksonville, 29-21. And the Browns lost. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, Steve Jobs and...
Yeah, play that. Go ahead. I did say segue, but I made a mistake and I started talking because did you say 10 seconds? I think you did. You didn't say anything? All right. We'll play it now.
Maybe you missed this little item the other day. Hi, I'm Brad. Well, you probably didn't notice that little news item about a couple of guys out in Cupertino, California. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, whatever, have set up a shop in Jobs' parents' garage to develop something called a personal computer. Apparently, the goal is to bring computing to everyday Americans. Have you ever seen the size of those things they use at NASA? How are you going to cram all those vacuum tubes and tape drives into something that will fit on a desk? Thank you, I'll pass. My slide rule is just fine. What possible way could a computer make life easier? I want to hear from you. I'll open the phone lines after the news and the weather, brought to you by Robert Hall.
Hi, this is Les Paul.
And Mary Ford.
School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. Mother knows for better clothes. It's back to Robert Hall again.
as I was saying, Philadelphia won 29-21 against Jacksonville, against Trevor Lawrence. And you know, poor Trevor Lawrence, he had a terrible performance today. He was like the third best player. He didn't get any touchdowns. It was not good. Marissa Mowry, his wife, not going to be happy tonight. There will be no special celebration for Trevor tonight. Oh, my God. But then in Cleveland, it was a typical Browns loss, 20-23 against Atlanta. And I don't care about football, but those are the two teams I have to pay attention to because I have relatives who care about the Browns. I don't know what's wrong with them. No one knows what's wrong with them. And I have personal feelings toward Trevor Lawrence. Is that wrong? No, I'm like married. I have kids. But every now and then I get personal feelings toward Trevor Lawrence. If he cut his hair, I'd have no interest in Trevor Lawrence. And neither would you. And that's what he knows. He knows he had better not cut that hair because the game's over. Then he'll actually have to play the best games of his life. And nobody can do that. It's too much pressure. In England, they have morning shows like we have morning shows. And what you don't know about our morning shows, our local morning shows, is whenever you see somebody come on there to talk about a new product or a new book or something cool you should go to the store and buy, those segments are usually paid for. Those are infomercials, but they're snuck into the show to seem like part of the show, but they're not part of the show. They're infomercials. And in England, they had this woman come on. Now, what's her name? Let's be technically accurate here. Sarah Jossel. Sarah Jossel was in the studio to host a segment on some of this year's best advent calendars. Sarah talked to the host through an array of different calendars from stores such as Next, Selfridges, and John Lewis. However, less than half of the options for advent calendars that she was promoting cost under £100, with Joe Love's advent calendar costing £335. You and I don't buy advent calendars for £335, do we? And then we cheat. We do the first day and the second day and the third day, and then we skip the second week. And we get to the third week, and we start to put candy in there. And when we get to the 23rd and the 24th, when our kids are suddenly really interested in them, we put all kinds of things in there. Money, Tootsie Rolls, all the good stuff goes in the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Can you imagine wasting over $300 for an advent calendar? Because the good advent calendars, the one that really look like Christmas, those are made out of cardboard. They're sweet and kind, but then you throw them away. It's not sacrilegious. It's all right. Did you ever take an advent calendar to your priest to be blessed? Did you ever do that? What would your priest say if you took an advent calendar to be blessed? I don't think that would go over well. Just like I don't understand pet day. In the Catholic Church, like once a year, you're supposed to bring your pets to the church and the priest blesses your pets. I would never do that. I wouldn't do that to my pet. I certainly wouldn't do it to my priest. But, you know, soon these things are going to be sneaking up on us. And there we are in the corn maze, once again stuck in the corn maze. And when you go through the corn maze, do you tell anybody at work or any of your real friends that you went to the corn maze today? Did you tell anybody? You might tell your aunt or the grandparents of the kids, but you're not going to tell anybody at work that you were stuck and lost in the corn maze. Pretty embarrassing. And then when you get out, what do you have to do? You have to buy those way too sweet cider donuts made with too much cinnamon, too much sugar, knocks you out in the car. You fall asleep on the way home in the car. Because the farmer, who I thought was in charge of harvesting corn, now is harvesting donuts. He bought an expensive donut machine waiting for us. And it's not like Dunkin' Donuts, where you can spend $8 for a dozen donuts. No, his are 18 because they're fresh and they're made out of cider. I don't look forward to any of this, but mostly all I keep feeling is my expensive shoes sinking into the mud of the apple orchard. And then there are the bees.
There are always bees in the apple orchard, and they're all ready to bite me and the 10-year-old. That's what they're there for. The corn maze, the apple orchard, where what do? We pick the apples and pay for the privilege. We pay for the privilege of picking apples that then cost 10 times as much as if we bought them at ShopRite or Kroger's. 10 times as much. It seems like an odd division of labor, an even odder division of our money, right? Let's talk about it. 888-688-9258 is my phone number. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by SpongeBob.
Welcome to the club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. The American West continues warm and dry, with temperatures running 5 to 7 degrees above average for early October. Las Vegas, sunny skies with highs in the lower 90s all week long. Sacramento, tons of sun with temperatures in the upper 80s, turning slightly warmer towards next weekend. The Pacific Northwest continues warmer than normal as well. The one fly in the ointment is the Intermountain region, with very moist air producing prodigious rains in the Four Corners region of southern Utah and southwestern Colorado. And then in the high country, that four-letter S word, no, not that one. I'm thinking several inches of snow, that's in northwest Wyoming and east central Montana. This is Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour right here on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida Story, we're going to Punta Gorda, Florida, where something finally happened that you've been dreaming about for years. Those silly people in the severe weather made poor meteorologists go stand out in the weather. You know, you could report it from the porch or from inside with like a window over your shoulder. No, they go make them stand in the hurricane, in the tornado, whatever the natural disaster is. I want you to go stand in the middle of it. It doesn't add anything to the information. It is just a spectacle. Well, the king of that game is Jim Cantore over at the Weather Channel. And while he was reporting on the hurricane, a big tree branch comes and smacks him in the leg and knocks him over. I don't wish harm on Jim Cantore, but I think seeing him getting smacked with a tree branch pretty hard might have discouraged some other idiots from copying his very irresponsible behavior and saying, you know what, maybe I won't go outside and stand in the street during a hurricane. And part of this is my fault, and part of this is your fault. You know why? Because we watch it.
Hold my beer.
Right, for our last Florida story, I want to show you the circle of life in the migratory patterns off the Florida coast. In sad news, there was 23 Cubans who had cobbled together one of those floats made of trash. It's just a trash raft. And I don't know if they were keeping up with the Weather Channel, but they unfortunately pushed off right before the severe weather this week went through. And they had actually almost made it to Florida when their ship was capsized by the bad weather. Four of them managed to make it to Florida. The other 19 are missing, presumed dead. But the four new now Americans that made it, congratulations to them. Welcome to the promised land. But where Florida gains four new Floridians, Florida also taketh away. You know, the closest island from the Bahamas to Florida is Bimini, and it's 115 miles. A Florida man loves his jet ski and thinks it can make it to the Bahamas. Well, 115 miles. That's the range on my jet ski. I could go all the way to Bimini, hang out, spend the night, have a blast, fill my jet ski back up with gas, and then just come back tomorrow. He hadn't been seen since. So Florida migration giveth, Florida migration taketh away. The circle of Florida life.
Hold my beer.
This concludes today's episodes of Florida Stories. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport is compensating air travelers hit by chaos. The situation was so bad at their airport that they just decided to give everybody who went through it money. They realized they had done everything wrong, and unlike JFK or LaGuardia or O'Hare, the worst airport in the world,
they decided to just give them money. They have launched a compensation program for travelers who miss their flights because of lengthy delays that have plagued the busy European hub for months. The announcement on Thursday night heads off a possible mass claim for compensation by passengers who saw their holiday plans evaporate amid hour-long lines for security screening. The Dutch airport was one of several across Europe, including London's Heathrow, that was plunged into chaos by staff shortages and soaring demand as air travel rebounded strongly after 2 years of COVID restrictions. Now, airlines and airports slashed jobs during the pandemic, making it difficult to quickly ramp up and serve the new burst of people. A lot of people have really been looking forward to their holiday abroad, especially after 2 years of COVID. We're extremely sorry that some people have missed their flight due to the long security line. Well, they're going to compensate those people. That's the right thing to do. Because they're Dutch. They're not American. They're Dutch. And they're polite. And let me tell you, the biggest mistake you can make, which I made when I was in Amsterdam, I make all mistakes. The biggest mistake I made when I was in Amsterdam was when I saw an airport employee and I said, which gate do I go to for this? Which gate do I go to for this? Blah, blah. I didn't say good morning. They would look at me and go, good morning. After I said, which gate do I go to for this airplane to Chicago? They'd say, good morning. Because before they'd give you anything, you had to give them a good morning. There's a Dublin mother who slams plans to run a cycle lane through a cemetery near her son's grave. Her son is buried. He's dead. Sorry, but he's dead. And now they want to run a bicycle lane through the cemetery. Not a truck lane, not a bulldozer lane, not a ski lane, a bicycle lane through a cemetery, which is a lovely thing to do, actually. It brings people into the cemetery who would never go there otherwise. Now she's launching a huge protest in Ireland about this. Have you ever been to Dublin? The whole purpose of Dublin is to celebrate the Catholic Church, capitalism and the Catholic Church. That's what it's for. It's a beautiful town. It's a great town. But it makes perfect sense to me that she doesn't want a bicycle lane running by her son's grave. I met one of the most interesting characters of my life in Dublin. There was a very famous broadcaster named Marianne Finucane. Marianne Finucane. She was the number one woman host on the radio, RTE, in Ireland. She was tough. And I met her because my client was a competing station. And they wanted to hire her. And so they brought me to this meeting to meet Marianne Finucane. It was early in the morning. We go to her barrister's office on the main street of Dublin. Just think about that. And the air is filled with 300-year-old smoke and dust. It could not have been more medieval. We walk up the steps to her barrister's office, and there are 20-foot ceilings with 20-foot-high windows. There's her lawyer, her representative, and we're there to convince Marianne to leave RTE, the prestigious, most listened-to radio station and network in Ireland, and come to our goofy little new company. And as the dust settles, she looks up at me and she goes, well, that's not a Finucane face. She looks at my face and goes, I'm not Irish. That's not a Finucane face. And then the other people go, no, Marianne, he's not a Finucane face. And I sit down across from her and she's got one of those tough eyes, those tough woman eyes, don't mess with me eyes. And I'm sitting across from her at this huge table and I realize that her elbow is leaning on a book. And I realize that the book she's leaning on is Finucane's Wake. there I am at the epicenter of Ireland, talking to the most powerful broadcaster in Ireland, a do-not-mess-with-me woman with the morning sun coming over her shoulders, not to her face, but over her shoulders from these 20-foot-high windows on the main street of Dublin. And I realize she's leaning on a copy of Ulysses. And I had to stop everything, and I said, excuse me, Marion, I have to take in the fact that you are leaning on a copy of Ulysses. And she said, well, it's so I remember to read it. I've never read it. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, it's Dan Gaffney. We were locked out of the house by a broken door lock. The kids were inside. We were outside. The story coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and most of my life, I've owned my own businesses. My own businesses. I grew up in a family of people who own their own business. Well, I saw pretty quickly that it forces people to wear too many hats. Now, for important things, we hire professionals like lawyers, plumbers, and accountants. Are you still doing your own advertising? Do you watch dentistry videos on YouTube to try to figure out how to yank your kids' teeth, too? Of course not. Today's digital advertising, well, it's complex, ever-changing. You need professionals handling that. Northern Ad Agency is a full-service advertising agency located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Minneapolis, Minnesota. No nonsense there, no awards. Take your business to the next level with well-placed digital marketing on Google, Bing, streaming TV, plus social media advertising. This converts to significantly increased web traffic to a highly targeted audience, which ultimately impacts your sales and your revenue. Northern Ad Agency reminds you there's only one Google, one Facebook. It boils down to talent and fees. Northern Ad Agency has the best talent handling your campaigns, and they charge half of what other ad agencies charge because there are no fancy lunches, not a bunch of guys wearing Doc Martens, not guys drinking out of bottled water and ready to go to the gym. No, they're focused 100% on creating advertising that will generate business for you. This is a limited opportunity for potential clients. Here's where you get the information. Go to northernadagency.com. Northernadagency.com. Get the information. Find out exactly how Northern Ad Agency will increase your revenue right now.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of South Park.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Boy, I think, is this a party or what?
Dan Gaffney.
And Becky Gaffney.
With a report on how we were locked out of the house by another broken door lock.
I didn't even know we were locked out.
Stressful situation. We come home, the door wouldn't open, the key wouldn't work, the kids are inside the house, we're outside, and right away I know it's the internal mechanism of the door lock is broken. There's no way to get in. I have to go to the front door, luckily it was not locked, and take the entire lock apart off the door, which would have left us with a hole in the door and no way to shut the door had I not had to go out to the hardware store to what? This has happened how many times?
I don't know, 4 or 5. And I know you want to talk about how manly you are and you fix the door in such a manly manner. But I'm trying to figure out how I missed this entire situation until it was over.
Oblivious, working in the front room.
I was working. Okay, that makes sense.
It never happens at a good time. I was trying to do something else. Then this happens. So you have to stop what you're doing, take apart the door lock, which is not a hard job. But then it's off to the hardware store, buy another lock, like you say, the fifth, sixth one we've had to buy, come back, install it. I think the kids slam the door so hard that it breaks the inside of the lock.
And that is not the case. And I know I said that to you before. We have a no slamming rule, and they're pretty good. They don't slam the door. That's not what happened. to the door. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the cheap locks you keep buying.
Or we have 8 kids and we use it 8 times more often, maybe.
Besides the fact that the kids are homeschooled, that's it. The house is everything for us.
It's in and out, in and out. It's like a British farce at our house.
It really is.
With the door opening and closing.
Internal doors, external doors, people are coming and going. Where's Dad? I don't know. Where's Mom? I didn't even know I was locked out of the house. That's how much of a British farce it is at our house.
There are only 2 screws that hold it in. Take it apart. You have to force the inside out because it was shut in the door. Once you do that, replace the exact same way, 2 screws, good to go, but it does mean new keys. So instead of 6 door keys, you have 7.
I do, because I don't think I ever even use the last key, and I never take them off. You just put the new key on, and said I put a new key on, so now I don't know which key's the new key and which old keys go to what, and I don't have any idea what to take off.
Not a hard project, just time-consuming, and it takes you away from any other job you got to do around the house. For Sterling on Sunday, I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney. Hey, babe, don't let the door hit you.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardized that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to speak to you about some of the units in the NYPD that most people don't know about, past and present. So early on in my NYPD career, there was a unit called Safe Truck and Loft. This was the old-time, cigar-chomping, pinky-ring-wearing detectives with the mohair coats. What do you got, kid? They investigated large-scale heists and hijackings out at the airports. I don't know if these guys were the heavies that they claimed to be, but that's what the rumor was. Now, early in my NYPD career, you had a unit called CCIU, or Career Criminal Investigative Unit. What they were supposed to do is if you had a felony arrest, you would call CCIU, and they would run the perp's name through the database, and if he was a real badass or a recidivist, they were supposed to come down and enhance the arrest or get the guy to flip. The reality is I made a lot of felony arrests in my NYPD career, and they never came down for anything. You could be sitting there with Osama bin Laden in cuffs, and they'd say, no hit, and give you a log number, and they were off to lunch. PD precinct has what's called a RIP, or robbery identification program. That's for cops in the anti-crime unit looking to make the jump to the detective bureau. So what they do is, on past robberies, they comb through the photo books, they do photo arrays, lineups, to put a dent in the robbery problem in the precinct. Then you have the intelligence division and the old terrorist task force. These guys were around before really terrorism, 9/11 took place. Now they got their hands full, obviously, with the amount of terrorism and terroristic threats that go on in the city. Then you have MISD. I have no idea what the acronym stands for, but what these guys do is they're in charge of the computer maintenance in the city. So one police plaza and every NYPD precinct has computer terminals. They're supposed to fix them. Then you got the job of all jobs, building maintenance. You only see these guys twice a year, in the wintertime to fix the heat, in the summertime when the AC goes out. Other than that, good luck getting them to come down because they're quite busy. It's a small unit, and they don't have many people, and there's 77 precincts scattered throughout the NYPD. Then you've got the communications division. They're based out in Queens. What they do is they're in charge of the radios and the computer terminals and the cars and the temporary headquarter vehicles that get dropped off at large-scale demonstrations. These guys are making sure that the radios and the communication system of the NYPD is working. Then my favorite obscure unit is CANSU. They're based out of Kennedy Airport. What they do is when someone tries to smuggle drugs into the country, swallowing balloons filled with condoms and stuff, what they do is if the DEA doesn't want the arrest, they take a simple handoff at the airport and they're on their way. So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
Vic Ferrari with True Cop Stories. You should get his book. You can go to Amazon, look at Vic Ferrari, and go to his stories. A lot of books, and they're great books. Easy reading, because it's just like he's telling you the story. No philosophy, just telling you the story. It's great. I have an email. Are you ready? WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. We have a spectacular website, which gives you all the background information about Florida stories. It's Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. You'll find links to the show. Every show I've ever done is posted there.
plus I have podcasts, and those are two different things. A lot of hosts take their show and make it into a podcast. This show is not a podcast. A podcast is a different medium. And the smart hosts take advantage of the fact that it's a different medium, and they do different things that they couldn't do on the air. But it's so pathetic that too many hosts and too many other people work for companies that get all upset about things that, hosts say on a podcast, in private conversations. A host on the radio should only be paid or punished for what they say on the radio. No place else. On the radio. That's what we're here to do. Not something we might tweet or email or Instagram or Facebook. That's nothing to do with this. The dumbest companies in the world give their hosts rules about how much you must use Twitter, you must post every day, you must post twice a week. That's stupid. They're there to make a radio show, and believe me, that's hard enough. That takes all the energy you need. All right, there are 83 people who have died in Florida because of the Hurricane Ian. There are It's 800,000 homes still don't have power, and they probably won't until Friday. This was a horrendous storm. Why other shows aren't talking about it, I don't know. You know, they want to get right back to yelling at the Democrats. Let's get back to that. I'll never get it. But I do know this, that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay right.